Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ben Coleman, president of Aerospace Management System Institute in Lakeland, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. I am Ben Coleman, your anchor host here at the Florida Aviation Network. And we are live and in the clear coming to you from the 48th Annual Sun and Fun International Expo, an aerospace expo. And we are always here with our volunteer staff, and we are here to promote aviation safety. And that is the purpose and the function behind the Florida Aviation Network. Coming to you live here at the Florida, Central Florida Aerospace Academy, CFAA, one of the high schools here in the nation. And this is an aviation high school. It's phenomenal what they have done. They put out over 100 private pilots, and we're talking about high school folks here. So a lot is going on here to promote both aviation to the youth and to promote aviation safety. And today is no different. We have a lot going on here out at the flight line in the field. If you have not been to a Sun and Fun, please make an effort. It's a bucket list thing. And it's something that you would really enjoy. You will always remember every time you come to the Sun and Fun campus during this time of the year. There's a lot of activity both on the ground and in the air. And that's why it is so important that if there is an occurrence, how do we handle it? I mean, we have an aircraft accident or an incident. What goes on? So why don't we find out exactly what goes on from a gentleman we have here. And he is actually the Florida Wing Director of Emergency Services, Colonel John May. Colonel May?
Thank you.
Welcome. Let's do that again. We didn't hook up. There we go. Now we hooked up. Colonel May, tell us just a little bit about what has been going on here at Sun and Fun. Then we're going to get into some talking points. Your staff, your crew, your cadets. What's been going on here this year?
Well, first of all, Civil Air Patrol has been here for many years. We're very excited about our involvement with Sun and Fun and what we're able to contribute as volunteers to the event and how we help promote safety within what's going on here. We have about 150 CAP members. We're all volunteers that are here for the event, and we're doing work out on the flight line to make sure that the taxiways remain clear of pedestrians when the airplanes are taxiing through, doing a lot of different things. We have members that if a ELT accidentally goes off, which we do get out here, you'll find the kids on the display airplanes that go push that little red button. What's that do? And all of a sudden that little red light starts blinking. It's our job to go out and turn those off so we're not tying up the emergency frequency for the airlines that are flying over. So we're having a lot of fun, and it's our way to contribute to the event to make sure that it's a safe event and everything goes according to plan.
Well, and I tell you, Colonel May, the role of the Civil Air Patrol, a lot of people don't realize it is an auxiliary of United States Air Force. And I'm very, very familiar with the core group, and I'm a subscriber. And do you have to be a pilot to be a supporter of the Civil Air Patrol?
Actually, no. We have about 96% of our members are not pilots, active mission pilots with Civil Air Patrol. So 96% of the people that they can still fly in the airplanes is mission observers, mission scanners, aerial photographers. When we have disaster relief missions that we fly after hurricanes, they're a vital part of what we do. It takes one pilot to fly the airplane, but we need people on the ground. We need people at mission base to run the mission, and so it's a great way to contribute, and so we need all the parts of the puzzle to make the puzzle work.
Well, and also, if you ever have the misfortune of ever going down in an aircraft, and hopefully your ELT does go off, it's going to be these folks coming to pick you up out of the woods and to give you whatever emergency services that you require. And it's a very vital role that is so overlooked by so many people. They had no idea. And of course, ignorance is You just don't know.
Right.
So it's our job and our role here at the Florida Aviation Network is to help promote this. The as far as the cadet and building the next generation of aviators, mm-hmm. what does the Civil Air Patrol have to offer anyone who might be interested in getting in the industry?
Right. We have three different main emphasis within Civil Air Patrol. We have our emergency services, which is my focus, managing that department. We have aerospace education. We have rocketry programs. We have different areas as far as flight simulation events, Cyber Patriot. We also have our cadet programs. That's where we're really training our next generation of leaders. We have probably 120 cadets out here this weekend. And you know they range anywhere from cadets, that young people, 12 to 18 years old, or 12 to 21 actually, that just joined CAP up to the point where they've been in for several years. They have advanced ranks, mm-hmm. And they're actually the ones that are leading the cadets in each of the flights, not the adult leaders in many cases. Mm-hmm. So we're letting them take leadership responsibilities. One thing a lot of people don't realize as well is yeah. if you reach a certain rank within Civil Air Patrol and reach certain accomplishments, you can go to the academies, and when you come out two grades higher than your peers.
That's excellent. And the cost for this?
CAP is a volunteer organization. There's a nominal membership fee every year, and you know, got to provide your own, you know, pay for some of your own uniform items, but it's not an expensive thing for CAP. And again, when we see what's, you know, I work in an area that on a part-time job that we see a lot of youth come through, mm-hmm. and some of the youth that are coming through are people, the kids that I wouldn't want living in my home. Mm-hmm. I don't know of a single cadet in CAP that hasn't learned the respect and the responsibility that CAP instills in our cadets.
Well, and there's a certain, and that was a loaded question I put to you before about the cost, because I was going to go, some things are just the cost and appropriate a reward. It's virtually free.
It is.
For all the training and the experience right. that you get. And as far as the discipline, that's one thing that I notice if my involvement mm-hmm. with the Civil Air Patrol was they do instill discipline in the cadets and their staff, and it's a wonderful way to get involved, and particularly if you have a desire to get involved with the armed services. Mm-hmm. Wow, if they see that you have been Civil Air Patrol cadet for years, mm-hmm. they know that you are pretty much a sure bet that you're going to be successful at anything that you do right. in aviation.
And I arrived here Wednesday morning. I've been called sir more times than I can remember by our cadets. And the amount of respect that they have for the officers is, to me, a testament as to the way they've been trained by our cadet leadership. So I'm very excited to be a part of the organization for what our cadets do.
Well, and if people realize, again, how well structured and organized the Civil Air Patrol is, and I'm going to make them look up what is a Form 5. You need to know about what a Form 5 is and what it does and how important it is to the mission. And Sebrian Castleman, she does a wonderful job.
She does.
I tell you, without that type of spirit and that she has so much energy to put into the public affairs mm-hmm. aspect of Civil Air Patrol. And we just want to thank you for knowing that if something happens, we're off on a trip and you go down, I know it's not going to be the Sheriff's Department, it's not going to be the police. The first primary calls, Civil Air Patrol,
right.
to go and find you. And the discipline aspect here, I've noticed, oh, by the way, do we have any soggy socks hanging on the clothesline from yesterday?
We do not, because the Aero Club was very kind to us. Thank you. They allowed us to bring all of our equipment in. We basically stripped our bivouac down, brought all of our equipment in, and our people when the storm passed, and we hung out in the Aero Club for several hours, and They had some extra food that they offered us, and so we're very grateful for the hospitality that they offered us. But yeah, we knew it was coming. I mean, I'm a pilot. I was on four flight looking at the radar, and so we were very aware yesterday of what was coming. Polk County Emergency Management was able to share information with us as well, and so we were very prepared for the storm when it passed, and we had very little in the way of soaky stuff when we were done. So,
well, that's the exception, because the rule yesterday was there were a lot of wet feet walking around here, but it all goes in stride. I mean, today you'd really never even know that it stormed like that. But it was a quick storm. But if you don't have the stormy weather, you can't appreciate what we have going out there.
Gorgeous day today.
So, and how many, and this is a put you on the spot question, but how many folks, since you have been involved with Civil Air Patrol, have you seen go further in their career and in aviation and be a true sponsor and a steward of the industry and of the Civil Air Patrol?
Well, I couldn't even begin to give you your numbers to go with that. I do know that from CAP started a program maybe 2 years ago where we've started a formal program, where it was informal before. We started a formal program, and we're actually keeping track of how many of our cadets are becoming licensed pilots. And I think we're around 175 in the country right now that is our next generation of pilots. Mm-hmm. And they're very well prepared. They're very well trained. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't hesitate getting in an airplane with any of them.
Excellent. And Colonel, tell us if I, and I'm going to play dumb here. Sometimes that's not very difficult to do. You better not say anything, Bob. I'm going to play ignorant. If I wanted to get my my kids involved, how would I do it?
We have GoCivilAirPatrol.com is going to be our website. You can go there and get a lot of information as parents of cadets or the cadets themselves. Find out more what CAP does, what value it has to your child. You can find a local squadron. Just put in your zip code or the city you're in, and you can find some squadrons near you. Go visit some squadrons. You don't have to join to visit. Call them up and say, I'm interested. Mm-hmm. Go visit. Find out where your fit is. Mm-hmm. I visited three different squadrons when I joined with my son. I actually went to an air show with my son, something just like this. And while we were waiting for the air show to start, we had stopped by a CAP booth, a recruiting booth, picked up the adult and the cadet youth pamphlets, and we sat down on the flight line and read them. And my son was 14 at the time. Mm. He said, Dad, I'm interested in this. And I was flying, and so we joined. And but we visited a couple of different squadrons before we found where we wanted to be and found the personalities that were what we wanted. And he's since gone on to do other things, but I've been in for 17 years now, and I love it.
Well, it's interesting to see that we have a professional, I'm going to use the term businessman, that loves aviation and loves it so much. I think you, what's your highest pilot rating that you have?
I have my multi-engine ATP.
So ATP?
Yes.
You know, we're all about acronyms here in aviation, but airline transport rating.
Right.
And it's actually it's the highest
license
rating that you get. It's a license rating that you can get to be a pilot. But and it doesn't come easy.
No.
I mean, it's you got a pretty rigorous written to take, and your flight check. Your check ride, mm-hmm. You got to tell me again, because we developed this. I'm going to share it with you later, but I'm going to let him tell you. What did you take your ATP check ride in?
Twin Comanche.
How was that? Tell us.
It was tough. It was at night.
Okay. And
so it was. I did it on a Friday, and I went home and was a vegetable for the weekend. So it was that stressful.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It was, but I'm very excited to have it. And I think the professionalism that shows within CAP, mm-hmm. to be a mission pilot and show the people I fly with is very important. We operate to basically the same standards and take check rides often enough, just like the airlines do.
Yeah.
So we take our safety very seriously.
Yeah, I can tell you that they have procedures that have been well written, well rehearsed, and they practice all the time. Mm-hmm. SAR, when's the next SAR coming out?
We'll probably have one next month. We try to do one before hurricane season starts, and we'll do a dry run of just what an actual one would be. I'm just finishing. I actually write the exercises, and so I'm making it as realistic as a real hurricane would be. We've got 26 airplanes in Florida, and we'll have most of them. We may not actually fly them, but we'll have at least a tabletop for them. We're on teams now, so we have complete operability within the state to not have to get together in a centralized location. That's something we found from an emergency service standpoint a few years ago when teams, we had that technology become available, mm-hmm. that we didn't have to all be together in the same place to run an exercise. So,
and actually, I did it again. We're in aviation, the acronyms. What is a SAR?
Search and rescue training exercise.
Okay. And this is done in a classroom environment?
No, it's I'll sit at my house, and I'll be on my laptop with teams set up and different screens doing different things. And
you're the command post.
And well, a group of us will be, through teams, will be a command post.
Yeah.
But we'll have our planning, operations, logistics, air, ground. We all operate as a team together on a computer, mm-hmm. just as if we were physically there. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm next to you, but I'm doing it through my computer, mm-hmm. instead of physically sitting next to you, and it works very well. And you know, we're capitalizing on the technology that we have to do that, so that it saves us time, it saves us gas. We're not putting our people out on the road when we don't need to.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking to do one next month, and that way we're completely ready. I just saw in the paper yesterday that they're talking about 19 named storms, 9 mm-hmm. hurricanes, and 2 to 3 that could hit the United States. We're going to be prepared for them. So.
And is there any opportunity to go out and enjoy Mother Nature while you're with the Civil Air Patrol? And like maybe camping exercises, or if you're kind of
we're here. our cadets do a lot of stuff together. We have smaller training exercises that we do in within the groups or the squadrons. We also fly cadets. Each cadet between 12 and 18, they're entitled to 5 powered orientation rides and 5 glider flights.
Mm-hmm.
We have a glider over near Tampa. And I've never been in one, but, you know, turning an engine off or not having an engine in an airplane is just foreign to me. But so we take our kids out. I took a cadet out a few years ago. Little guy. He could barely see over the windscreen. He'd never been in an airplane in his life. He could fly the airplane as well as I could. I said, "Do you have a flight simulator at home?" He says, "Yeah, I track my hours. I got 2,500 hours. So, but he got off the airplane, he went to his parents, and the first thing he said is, "Mom and Dad, when I turn 16, I want a solo. I want to get my pilot's license."
Wow.
Kid never been off the ground.
That's great. And I tell you, it's that type of inspiration that is going to save this industry, that people don't realize what we are, just a sliver of the population.
Mm-hmm.
And all the aviators, we get together, we talk about how great it is and all this stuff. Doesn't do any good if you're not able to share and proliferate the industry.
And CAP is the largest contributor of cadets to the military academies because of the leadership that we instill upon them as CAP cadets.
Well, and I have to give a plug to you and again, Major Castleman. Without your dedication and determination, it wouldn't happen, because you've got to have leadership in the ranks to provide the cadets with the proper channel and, again, the discipline. And I can tell you are probably a very, very successful businessman, because you are a successful colonel with the Civil Air Patrol. And it's I look forward to hearing more about the future and using technology The technology is so different these days than it was probably 15 years ago.
Oh yeah. So, but you know, and again, the leadership for our cadets starts at the squadron level. It doesn't start at the wing level. It starts at the squadron level, and that's where we really give credit to our membership. Isn't me? It's not Major Castleman. We're a major part of that as leaders, but the people that really get the credit for what our cadets' success is at the squadron level.
Well, I'll tell you what, Colonel, we're going to get close to a wrap-up. Any final thoughts?
We appreciate you guys letting us be here. CAP is you know, we're all professional volunteers. We have a definite role in the community, and we're excited to be a part of what we do.
And we're excited to have you here, and I'm going to keep paying my dues.
Great, we appreciate it.
Yes, there's not much else we can do to support you other than just throw a little bit of some dollars in the mail. But we're going to wrap it up on this one, and I want to thank the Civil Air Patrol for all of their efforts and everything that they do to help us remain safe as possible, even in the worst of conditions. I'm Ben Coleman, your anchor host here for Florida Aviation Network. We'll see you next interview.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.